Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the permissibility of crying for the deceased when it is done without being invited. We explained what this means, without being invited, where professional mourners are invited to come and wail and cry. So this crying, it's permissible for a person to cry for the deceased with two conditions. One is that it's not invited, mourners are not called, or there's no practice, a custom, for people to start getting together and wailing and crying and making poetry, etc., over the deceased and crying. So that's one condition. And the other condition is this crying must be done without wailing, without screaming, without shouting. This is not the style of Islam. Islam allows the emotions to be expressed, and that is actually a sign of rahmat. As we'll see in today's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that when a person tears on these occasions, this is a sign of mercy. That this is the mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is natural. That Allah has put mercy in the heart. A person's heart is affected at these moments when somebody passes away, somebody close passes away. It's natural for a person to grieve. It's natural for a person to cry. This is not something to be ashamed of, or to be sad of. And it doesn't mean that the person doesn't have yaqeen, he doesn't have iman. Person's iman is weak. It's nothing like that. This is something that is perfectly natural, created from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rufi'a ilayhi ibnu ibnatihi wa huwa fil mawt. Fafadat ayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala lahu sa'adun ma hadha ya Rasulullah, qala hadhihi rahmatun جعلها الله تعالى في قلوب عباده وإنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء متفق عليه. حضرت أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه narrates that the grandson of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was brought to him whilst he was in the throes, whilst this child was in the throes of death. So how this was the grandson of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a daughter by the name of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this was her son. Her son, small child, was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was a grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While this child was in the throes of death, the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began flowing with tears. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the small, innocent child in the throes of death. The eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started flowing with tears. So a Sahabi by the name of Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is this? Now Allah ta'ala rewards Sahaba. They didn't ask out of objection, but they asked to learn, and so that we could also learn by them asking. In other words, this was not something normal for them. They were coming from a background that if a person cries, it's a sign of weakness. A man is crying, this is a sign of weakness. A strong man is a man that doesn't cry, he doesn't tear. Almost like a military type of a background. So this is the type of background that they had come in. Jahiliyat was like that. So when he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tearing, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this? And look at the beautiful answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said that this is mercy which Allah ta'ala has placed in the hearts of his servants. Allah is merciful to those of his servants who are merciful to others. This tearing that you're seeing is actually mercy that Allah has put in the hearts. Allah ta'ala has put in the hearts of his servants, and Allah ta'ala is merciful to those of his servants who are merciful to others. The last hadith of this chapter also has a very similar meaning to the one that we have just done. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala ibnihi Ibrahim radiallahu anhu wa huwa yajudu binafsihi faja'alat ayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tadrifan faqala lahu Abdul Rahman ibn Awfin وأنت يا رسول الله فقال يا ابن عوف إنها رحمة ثم أتبعها بأخرى فقال إن العين تدمع والقلب يحزن ولا نقول إلا ما يرضي ربنا وإنا لفراقك يا إبراهيم لمحزونون رواه البخاري وروى مسلم بعضه والأحاديث في الباب كثيرة في الصحيح مشهورة والله أعلم. هذا الأنس رضي الله عنه نليت الرسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited his son Ibrahim whilst he was gasping for breath. Sometimes when a person is in the last moments of life, then they start gasping for breath. So this was the condition of the Mubarak child of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had this child from Hazrat Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a child. The child's name was Ibrahim. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam visited his son whilst he was gasping for breath. The eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam began flowing with tears. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, "Even you are crying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam." He was also surprised by the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So therefore he asked this question that even you, O Rasul, having so close connection with Allah Ta'ala. So he thought to himself that when a person has such a close connection with Allah Ta'ala, he'll just accept every decision with Allah Ta'ala without any emotions being expressed. There's a difference between accepting the decision of Allah Ta'ala and expressing emotions of happiness and sadness. That is something that is different with being happy with the condition of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu asked this question because he perhaps thought to himself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so close to Allah Ta'ala that how come he's displaying this emotion? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied when Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu told, "Even you are crying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "O Ibn Auf, it is out of mercy." And more tears followed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "The eyes shed tears and the heart grieves, but we say nothing except that which pleases of Allah Ta'ala." Very important point, that for the eyes to tear, for the heart to be grieved, to be sad, this is natural, this is normal. But what a person must be very, very careful of is that this tongue mustn't say anything in those moments that this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something we have to be very, very careful of, that we accept the command of Allah and we don't speak out against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the eyes shed tears and the heart grieves, but we say nothing except that which pleases our sustainer, our Allah. O Ibrahim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said these words, "O Ibrahim," addressing the child, "that we are certainly grieved at your separation." So to be grieved, this is something normal, this is something natural. Allah ta'ala tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Imagine the previous hadith, seeing his own grandchild passing away, seeing his own son passing away, and at a young age he's seen his mother passing away, seeing his uncle passing away, seeing his grandfather passing away. Allah tested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with so many people around him passing away, so many people that were close to him passed away in so many battles. His cousin Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu, his uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Like that, if you look, the list goes on and on. Amount of people that were close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lost them. But doesn't mean that a person losing somebody is a sign that Allah Ta'ala is upset with him. Nothing like that. This is something from the side of Allah Ta'ala. It is natural to grieve, it is natural to be sad. We've got to be very careful of this tongue. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.